Quixie 98.3.
Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So there's always new trends out there for how to stay fit, get healthy, diet, exercise, do this, do that, and it changes so much decade to decade.
Well, here's a new wellness trend.
Okay.
There's a Dutch practice where people hug cows for hours. And apparently it's becoming more popular during the pandemic. So this says, you didn't miss the point where I said hours, right? I guess you just stand in a field and you just hug the cow. So the cow's warmer body temperature, slower heartbeat, and mammoth size can make hugging the cow an incredibly soothing experience.
Okay. When I
did, I sell it well enough? I mean, to make you want to go out and hug a cow?
Well, now I have questions about how the hug is accomplished. So when I think of a hug, I think of two humans embracing each other, standing upright, arms around one another. So, you know, I'm around the thickest part of another person, that you know, their back, their torso. Yeah. I can't hug a cow's torso. I have fairly long arms, but do you hug their neck? Do you hug one of their legs?
I mean, do you just like put one arm on the back and just kind of like lean against it?
And I would think a hug is also reciprocal. I would want the hug to be returned.
Not from a cow.
A cow hugging you would step on you or squish you or sit on you or something.
Ooh,
yeah.
Over. Away.
So what part of the cow do you hug?
Whatever's accessible. Not the back end. To avoid
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, I would say.
No, I don't like this experience. It stinks.
And do you feed the cow while you're hugging it? How does it stay in? How does it decide that it wants to be involved in this activity?
I don't know. I mean, is it just in such a deep sleep? I mean, do you pick a sleeping cow?
This is very different from cow tipping.
Well, that could be bad, too.
Yes.
Then you fall over.
I have no desire to do this, but I would want to know I'm guessing you hug the neck?
Okay, so if you're standing there hugging this cow for hours, don't your legs get tired? Do you bring a chair? Do you climb on the cow and you lay on its back and you're just like hugging around like the bottom and you're like, oh, you're so cozy. This is so special.
I have so many questions.
I feel so stress-free.
Anytime I hear about something new.
I would be stressed getting up on a cow, yeah. Like to lay on it. I mean, do you bring snacks? I just don't get it.
Well, those silly Dutch, this is their thing, so.